That is Daf is Daf Chaf Bet. And last year we ended with the Mishnah that discussed a number of different situations. One is, we'll go through them again. That so and so, again, the Shvuah that so and so said he was going to give me money as a gift. That we said that isn't, there's no tefiyah, very simply in Beit Din to be able to claim it because you can compel someone to pay that money. Next one was Mashbi'alechem. He sort of makes a shvuah that if you ever in the future know any eidut, that you'll come and provide it. So the shvuah precedes the eidut. That's also not a shvuah eidut. And the final one was said to someone standing in shul and just makes a declaration to everyone in the shul that if anyone, I'm making you swear that if you know any testimony, you'll come and testify about me. And the question is, again, that's another one that's patur, doesn't work. So we'll see them all when we get to the Gemara. So the first one we actually discussed last year. But the Gemara now says, Mashpi'an Aleichem, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi said that Rabbi Abahu says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Amar li ten matan alecha vor bikesh lachzor bo chozer. It seems to be from our Mishnah, from the first case that we said that Mashpi'an Aleichem, he says to witnesses that so and so said he was going to give me a gift. And we said that's not claimable in Beit Din, you can compel him to do so. It sounds like that if someone therefore says, I want to give you a gift, and he can change his mind. Because again, the implication is because I can't claim him in Beit Din, it must be that therefore that you can change your mind. So Gemara says, well, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi says, Sabai Kamei Ravahu, Vahen Lot Amar. But how's that possible? Because it says in the Torah, Mosne tzedek, Abne tzedek, Eifa tzedek, Vehin tzedek. Now, these are generally old measurements, but the understanding is your hen, your, not just the measurement, but your yeses should be insincere, should be sincere. And if you can simply change your mind, well, then your yes wasn't sincere. So the Gemara says, no. B'sha shamar hen shel tzedeku. There's a difference between someone saying, I'll give you something when is in has no intention of giving it. That's a problem of hin tzedek, that your yes should be tzedek, should be just. However, if at the time when you said it, you're sincere about it, but then later down the track, matters change, situation changes, you change your mind, that's okay. You're not legally compelled to give it to him. And at the time where you wanted to give him, or you said you wanted to give it to him, it was sincere. So your hen was shel tzedek, and therefore it's not a violation of that. It's not a violation of hin tzedek. Okay? Fine. And I think that piece of Gemara was said also once before. Now, the Gemara now says, Lama. Now, why is it when someone stands in front of shuls and makes a shvuah and says, all of you here, if anyone was present at the time and you all swear that you don't know anything about this testimony, because otherwise I want you to come testify, and they all say amen, we said that doesn't work. The question is why? Excuse by Afikoman. What do you mean, Menachem?
If the guy, if he holds the Afikoman and they say, okay,
Ah,
I'm
no. I hear what you're saying.
not,
But
why does that
Afikoman,
work?
I think at the time the individual was like, well, was he really sincere at the time? That's the question. Okay.
So.
You're telling me excuse by Afikoman is that I really wanted to give you the $1,000 for the Afikoman. Really, I sincerely felt that. Oh, now I've changed my mind. But yeah, it's Varim Shabalev, so you'll see. Anyway, let's continue. Back to this. So back to the case of a shul. Lama mishum she'enu yodea bahem, or mishum she'en mitkaven lahem. So why is it this shvuah, the person gets up in front of shul and says to the whole kehillah, this type of shvuah that doesn't work? Is it because he doesn't know who the witnesses are? Or is it because he didn't target the witnesses? He didn't say, you are making you make a shvuah. That's the question that's underpinning this. The Gemara says, my nafkimina, what would be the difference? Nafkimina would be, Mashchan shnayim. If you went through the whole shul pair by pair and made them make a shvuah. Now just change the gears according to the. If you say the reason why it doesn't work in this declaration in shul because he doesn't know who the real witnesses are, well, still he takes them two by two. He doesn't know who the witnesses are. If you say because it's such a broad declaration of a shvuah or being mashpia isn't targeted, well, here if he goes two by two, then he is targeting him. And it's kind of left as a question. And we will, at this stage, left as a question, we'll see what happens with the Gemara. Now, before we get to that Gemara that I think, and well, sorry, that does answer it, let's look at the next case, the next Mishnah, that Halacha. It says, Amar lishnayim, he says to two, Mashpia lechem ish ploni uploni, im yodum li et eidot shtavoti uni. Then yishiyodim lo eidot en mipied o shehya achad mehem karof basul, hare elup turin. What if he goes to two individuals and says, listen, being mashpia you that if you know any Eidot that will come and testify, and they say amen, that they don't. However, that they knew about it, but they weren't direct witnesses. Either it was ed mipied, they heard from other people that did witness it, or they were achad mem karov pasul, or they were pasul eidut. In that's again they're patorim. Why? Because in those two cases, even if they admitted and kept debating, what they'd be declaring or saying would be ineffective to extract any money. So it's not chayiv mishum shvuat eidut. Okay, fine. Now, having said that, the Gemara now says, "Amar l'shtamish bi'alechem." So Rav Mana Shama Lamida Batra. So the Shama Lamida Batra is coming to try and understand or answer our question about the person standing in shul. Again, the person standing in shul. The question we said it's not considered shvuat eidut when he declares to the whole shul. And the question was, is it because he didn't target the witnesses? It wasn't. Sorry, it wasn't targeted, saying to specific people, or is it because he didn't know who the witnesses are? So now we're trying to resolve this midabatri, but from the Mishnah now. It says, Oshem Now, in the Mishnah we just read, it says to two people, I'm making sure that if you know about my edit, you'd come. And it said that they did indeed know Edmi Pied or they were Karov Pasul. That's why they're Patur. If, however, one of them was not a Karov Pasul, they weren't Krovim, they mean the Kasha Edut, Chayavim. There would be chayiv shvuat eidut, and the question, but the whole way this shvu was termed, or the Mishnah termed it, was im yodim atem li. If you know, it says v'yodehu bahen. Did he know that they were actually had they did he know that they were actually that they knew the eidut? But sorry, v'havelei taima ele mishum she'ein mitkavelen. So therefore, it must be, in other words, if in that situation the only reason why they're patur mishum shvuat eidut is because they were related, but if they weren't related, you see that even if it says if you happen to know, then it would have been chayiv mishum shvuat eidut. Must mean the case of the shul, the issue was not because he didn't know if they knew the testimony, because it wasn't a targeted shvuah. Let's continue. So Rabbi Yossi Shammah lemitkad mita, he learns from another case, which is mipnei shekadma shvuah leidut, which is back in a previous Mishnah, and that is where he says mashpia leichem. I'll make you sure that if in the future you know any Eidut, then you'll have to come and give it. In that situation, we said it doesn't work. Why? Because the Shvuah preceded the Eidut. But in that case, he doesn't know if there'll be any testimonies in the future. Nothing's planned. He has no clue. So the fact that he doesn't know if there's the Eidut wasn't the problem. The issue in that case was because the Shvuah preceded the Eidut, not the other way around. So once again, if the Shvuah didn't precede the Eidut, chayavim, there'd be chayav. Did he know about any of it? No, because he was saying again, if you happen to test be witness anything in the future. So Havelei Taimei must again be the reason for that is because Mipnei She'en Mitkvalehem. So back to the case of the shul, the reason why in the case of the shul he said he declared it says Mashpia Lechem, if anyone knows this testimony, you'll come and testify. The reason why they're not Chayv Shvuat Eidut if they'll say Amen is because it wasn't a targeted Eidut. That's why, for example, even if he end up taking two by two of the whole kila, one by one, making a shvuah, even if he doesn't know who the witnesses are, that would be effective, and the people that lied would have to behave this mishum shvuat eidot. Okay, let's continue. Shilach biyad avdo. Let's say the claimant sends by way of his eved, like shaliach, to get these witnesses to come. Okay, importantly, or somebody else. Now, importantly, it wasn't done what's called baharsha, meaning he didn't give him a like a power of attorney, if you like, meaning the toveya to these witnesses. That's why the korban explains it, or because what's underpinning what this mission is about to say is it wouldn't be shvuat eidut because the eidim have to hear the request, if you like, the ta'ana, directly from the toveya, meaning he has to say, come, I want you to testify for me that you were witness the fact that so and so owed me money. Okay? And if again they say, we don't know, and may says, you make a shvuah, then it's chayv shvuat eidut. But if somebody else came along and says, oh, I want you to come and testify for Ploni, which is the next eidut, no, sorry, not the next case, I want you to come and testify for so and so, or in this situation, we sent a shaliach, like sent his eved, they're not hearing it from the toveya. Similarly, or shamahan nitba. Now, this is not making the claim, this is the defendant in this case. Or if the nitba says, Mashpia lachem, you should come and testify. and they refused. Then he make a and he says you shvu, make a shvu, sorry, they denied it. And they make a shvuah. Why? Ad shishmu mi pia tovea. The shvuah has to come by way of the tovea. Okay, meaning the claimant, not the shvuah, the claim, the request, I should say. It's more the mission talking about the ta'ana. Because the next case is shilach bi'avdo sa'am Rav Elazar ma ta'amud lomar im. So what does it mean when the Torah says im lo yagiven asavono? Now the term lo in the Torah is written with a vav, so lamed vav aleph. It's written male, and the Midrash is understanding im lo to him lo yagid kolomar l'toveya v'nasavono. Meaning, once again, it seems like Reb Elazar is talking about the fact there has to be, well, it's important to understand, the shvuah has to be made to the toveah, the claimant. So the Gemara now says, "Menin tzricha l'mada amar Reb Elazar, u'mada amar Elazar tzricha l'minita." We need our Mishnah, Metnitin, sorry, and we also need what Reb Elazar says. Why? I'll just say it outside before we see in the Gemara, because the Mishnah is saying the ta'ana, the claim, has to come from the toveah to these witnesses. Whereas the Reb Eliezer is talking about the shvuah has to be made to the claimant directly. So therefore, Ilotani had just read the Mishnah below Tana Reb Eliezer, we would think that Yishmu, you can hear from the Toveah, because that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The take out the law, Venishbu Lenitba, and maybe if you just made a shvuah to the Nitba, that they witnessed to make the shvuah by what the Nitba, the defendant here, it'd be chayef. And that's why the shavua has to also be made or prompted by or made by the, if you like, the toveah. Similarly, ilatana Reb Elazar velo taninan haben mari would have thought yishmu mianitba v'nishbu toveah. That would be chayavim. You would think that if they heard it from the nitba and as long as they made the shvuah to the toveah, they'd be chayav. That's why our mishnah say we need both of Mishnah v'tzricha l'Rabba Lazar, ad shin mi ha-toveah v'ishpu l'toveah. Both they have to hear the claim from the toveah, from the claimant, and the make a shvuah to him as well. Okay, let's continue. This is now halacha yud. Mashbi'a ani aleichem. If he says, I'm making a shvuah, that's fine. However, what if he says, metzaveh ani aleichem, or sarcha, meaning I am, like I'm commanding you to give this eidut, or I am binding you. Now, we're going to refine this when we get to the Mishnah, to the Gemara, so I'm just going to leave it a bit vague at the moment. Then that would be considered enough to be a shvuah, meaning to charging them with a shvuah, such that they would be chayev a shvuah eidut. Actually, I'll spoil the surprise a little bit, because the Gemara will say this anyway, but you know, I've changed my mind, that it specifically says, for example, osarchem, I'm binding you, he adds the word Bishvua, with a shvua. Okay, so then what's the difference in the first case? We'll get to that in the Gemara. What if he says Shemaim Ba'aretz? He's not using Shem Hashem, he's using Shemaim Ba'aretz, Harei Elu Pturim. That is considered Pator. What if you use any of the Kinuyim, Aleph Dalet, Yud Hei, meaning other names of Hashem, Shakai, Tzvakot, Pchanun, Rachum, Erech Apaim, Rav Chesed? These are all Kinuyim, Bechol Kinuyim, all other terms that are usually understanding refer to Hashem. Harei Zeh Chayav. Then he would be chayav from shvuat eidot. That's fine. Everyone agrees in that situation because it's important to understand. B'shema kol ala means that if the shvuah is made of any of the kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would work. However, hamekalel b'kulam, if he curses, this is mevrechet Hashem, referring to it, curses Hashem, with the kinuyim, chayav, according to Rabbi Meir, chayav, this is talking importantly, skila, it's a capital offense. Chachamim says p'turim. Why? Because of b'nokvo shem yumat. Meaning, it's only chiyuv skila al shem muyuchad, and all other kinuyim, he would be chayev malkud. Okay, bazara, because lo tekalel. Now, hamekalel avivimo, similar debate. Bekulam according to Rabbi, the chayev according to Rabbi Meir, the chachamim says pturim once again, and hamekalel atzmo, someone curses himself, v'chaveiro or his friend, bekulam, or very violates a lo ta'aseh. Now, what if he says yakacha elukim? Or ken yakacha elokim. Now yakacha is a type of curse. So in other words, if you don't come and testify, yakacha elokim. Now either he said it that way, or I'll show you here, very interesting. The Korbanator says, Amar la'edim yakacha elohim lo te'iduni. In other words, Hashem shall curse you if you do not come and testify, or shema achad kore b'klalot, or he's in shul and hearing all the klalot. And it says, Yakecha Elohim, that's what it says in the Torah. The Amar hu la'edim, and while he's in shul, he turns to the edim and says, V'chen Yakecha Elohim, im lo te'iduni. No, not allowed to talk in shul, but that's what he did. Okay? Or she'amar al Yakecha Elohim, or Hashem would not curse you if you come and testify. So it's an implied curse. So I'll just continue. So in other words, Yakecha Elohim or Ken Yakecha Elohim, Zohi, that's a Ken Yakecha Elohim, that's a two. Zuhi Allah, that's Allah referred to in the Torah, type of curse. What if he says, Al Yekacha, Hashem should not curse if you come and testify. Hashem should bless you if you come and testify. V'yitavlecha, Hashem should do all manners of good if you come and testify. In other words, it's implying that if you don't, all manners of bad things will happen. That's it. Rabbi Meir says, Chayev, where Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not considered, that's patur. Now, what's interesting here is there's no mention of a shvuah. It's all curse related. So the Gemara will discuss this, that a curse is considered sufficient in this for this shvuot, as we'll see. Let's continue. Mashpia ne'alechem, ad sofa. Koin l'chol Mishnah. Mashpia ne'alechem, stam. In other words, if someone says, now I'm explaining this according to the Sha'irei Korban, he says, if he says mashpia ne'alechem, and he doesn't add the word bishvua, that's still enough to consider the shvuot eidut. However, if he says, and stam, that's chayvin. However, if he says, osarchem ani, kovalchem ani, osachem is a bind you, or kovalchem, kvalim, is like a chain, or I chain you. Again, importantly, not stam, it doesn't say stam here, but he says, bishvu'ah, with a shvu'ah, then it is chayavim. That's when it's chayav. So that's why it's differentiating between mashpia lechem stam. In other words, mashpia lechem, you don't have to add bishvu'ah. It's almost implied by the first line, mashpia, have osarchem or kovalchem, you need to add the word shvu'ah. That's where the Sha'irei Korban explains that piece of the Gemara. Let's continue. Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, kamatnita ve'ita amrin Rabbi Avraham says, 'B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kainematnita.' It's actually Rabbi Meir's mechayev and Rabbi Yehuda's potter. In other words, we've got chachamim potrim. Rabbi Meir kadate, Rabbi Yehuda kadate. They each call it the shita because it says the Nina Taman. It says there, kilolan, if he curses his parents b'kinui with the kinuyim of Hashem, Rabbi Meir's mechayev b'kulam." Sorry, I missed a bit. Rebbe Meir is mechayev, v'chachamim potrim, and chachamim examine the situation. The chachamim there is to Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, fine. Now hakamela atzmo v'chaver b'kulam over b'lav. He's over on the lav. A lot tase. Now I injected the word chayev malkut. So the Gemara says, but that's not exactly true because the Gemara says now mayev mahu le mahu lilkot. Does he? Can you give him malkus? So chavraya amri the Talmid Chachamim says ain't a loket. You don't get malkus. Which is against what how I explained the Mishnah. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Lama, why so? Shuhu lotzer says she'en bo ma'aseh. Is it because it's lav she'en bo ma'aseh? V'arei ha'meimir v'hanishba l'sheker. These are other situations where there's speech, and that's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, and you get malchus for doing a tmura. That also someone makes a false shvur. We've talked about nishvat sheker, you get malchus. So you see, therefore, what? Well, there's two ways to explain what the Rebbe Yossi is arguing. Either Koran Korban or Eda, he says, you see from here that Dibur speech is considered mais, the Chayim Malkus, so therefore it should be Chayim Malkus here. Or the way that Pnei Moshe says, you see, even though it isn't a mais, there are certain exceptions, so this should also be an exception to the rule. Okay, so that's why, if you like, Rebbe Yossi argues that Makalel Atzmo b'Chaviro would be Chayim Malkus. Let's continue. Rebbe Yossi says, B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan. Rabbi Meir he, the Amit, in other words, Meir is really shitato. The Amar mimash malav atashumei ahen, because al yakacha im tavo b'tiyunu ha im lo tavo b'tiyunu yakacha. So shita Rabbi Meir is really shitato in our Mishnah, because Rabbi when says divrei Meir, Rabbi Meir is mechayev when it says al yakacha yivarecha v'tivlach, that is because it's an implied curse. Because I said to you, and Rabbi Meir is the shita that says legally you can have what's called an implied curse. From one statement, you can imply the opposite. So, because he says you'll be blessed if you come and testify, mashma, but if you don't, you'll be cursed. So, therefore, that's why it works. Now, the Gemara says as follows: Ainli ela alash yesh imash, ainli ela mash yesh imwa. All I got with now, this is referring to a case where you've got a curse along with a shvuah. So, just to explain. I'll show you the Korban Eda. It says, "Reishit Abraita Ein Ala Ela Shvuah." The Chenu Omer VaHishpia HaKol HaKohen Et Aisha B'Shvuat HaAla. So that's referring to a Sota. It says the Kohen made a Shvuah B'Shvuat HaAla. So only Ella Allah, I can understand Allah that has a shvua with it. Kagon shvua shelo din meit. So here you've got two together. So now the Gemara asks, I'll show you this is the commentators changing. Minayin shleshvua she'enima Allah. That's a shvua. Or the shvua sheyesh. It's different changes. Yeah. Oh, so like more keshvua I. Sheyesh ima Allah. How do I know a shvua without an Allah is similar to a shvua that has an Allah? So Tamaloma v'shama Allah v'shama kol. That doesn't say that in the pasuk. It says v'shama kol Allah. So the understanding is v'shama Allah v'shama kol. Meaning havi matzah l'michta v'shama Allah. It shouldn't say v'shama Allah. Shma mina di shvua kol sheyesh ima kol Allah. Tainu shvua l'chudei. Meaning just a shvua alone is sufficient. You don't have to have a curse along with it. So again, we're sort
Week's
of pinching.
parsha.
Sorry?
This week's
What?
parsha.
Yes, indeed. This week's parsha, bidyuk. So in other words, it would seem to be from the parsha that it seems to be that Allah implies a shvua and a curse together. We're saying that from the deal with the pasuk, even a shvua without it is without a curse. So why are we doing this? Because if you, again, what we're seeing in our Mishnah that a curse is sufficient enough to create a shvuat edut, a curse on its own. It says, Yakecha Elohim, Yakecha Elohim, Elohim, we said. But so far we've seen a shvu without a curse is sufficient. So Gemara says, so Lasot shvuah she'eini ma'ala k'tshiyesh ima'ala, ha'ala b'lo shvuah lo. So the Gemara says, in other words, I'll show you the commentary says, Dilma Kraya Teira, maybe the pasuk is just teaching us Lashmuna Lasot Shvuash Enima Allah Kishvuash Allah. Maybe this pasuk is just teaching us that a shvua alone is sufficient as if it implies a curse with it. Avalasot Allah Beloshvua Kishvua Milan. How do we know that a curse alone is sufficient to be considered as if it's coming along with a shvua? Where do you see that? Which is the basis of the second part of our Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, I said, Rabbi Yossi says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that lo shniyah makes no difference. He Allah b'lo shvua, he shvua b'lo Allah. It doesn't make a difference either way. Now, why is that? Because it says, Midichtiv kol yeteira, because of the extra kol in the pasuk. The pasuk we've been dealing with, Marbinan tarveh, we can include both. So, lo shna Allah b'lo shvua, lo shna shvua b'lo Allah, delihave tarveh, they were considered like a bishvua, like a shvua. Okay, besides with that, we say Hadranalach Perkshwat Edut, Anak Perkshwat Edut, Perkshwat Edut, and we're halfway through Mesech the Shavuot on Erev Shavuot. Okay, not to confuse it. All right, besides there, Koto, the Mitzvah Shemach of Shavuot, we will continue with Shavuot HaPikado.
Have a wonderful Yom Tov and a good Shabbos.
Okay, Yom Tov and a good Shabbos. Don't forget our Tavshilim.